Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Dalet, and we are on the top of Ayin Dalet, Amud Aleph, the sugyas of Yibum and Tu Yevamin, and how that relates to Hafaras Nedarim. So, just as background to remind all of us about some of the issues that we are going to talk about today. There is a mitzvah, as we know, if a man dies without children, for his brother to marry his almana, even though there's an Issa da'araisa, the Issa kares of Eishes Ach, but there is a mitzvah of Yibum where the Torah says that one is allowed and encouraged to marry the sister-in-law. That is one of the mitzvahs that the Torah says, B'dibur Echa Namru, there was Shamar V'Zachar, there was Tzitzis and Shatnes, there was Issa Eishes Ach, and Yibum. Right? So this is the mitzvah written in the Torah in Parshas Kisetze. The Gemara even uses this in Maseches Chul and Daf Kuf Tesam Abeis, where Yalsa, the wife of Rav Nachman, asked Rav Nachman, I know that everything Asr in the Torah has something Mutter that is parallel. Michdi, called the Asr on Rachman, Ashar on Kavasei, everything that's Asr has something that is Mutter. What the message of this Gemara is interesting, that we shouldn't think that, you know, there's just hardships in Yahadus. For everything Asr out there, there's also something Mutter. Asr on Dama, Shar on Kav, the blood is Asr, but liver is Mutter. Nida Dam Tohar. Nida is Asr, but Dam Tohar, the time period after a woman has a baby, where a man is allowed to be with his wife no matter what. Chalav behema, chalav behema, chalav chaya. Chazir mocha de shibuta. Pig, a type of fish that tastes like a pig. Gerusa, lishna de kavra. Okay, all of those food items. Aishas ish, grusha bechaye baila. The answer of Aishas ish, but a divorced woman while her husband's still alive, that is parallel. And then we have Aishas ach, yivama. The answer of Aishas ach, what's parallel to that? Yivama, because that is where there is still an Isser of Eishes Ach, or there physically is an Eishes Ach, but the Torah says that it is Mutter and encouraged to do Yibam. So that is the mitzvah of Yibam, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rambam, all count a number of mitzvahs related to Yibam. There's a mitzvah Asay of Yibam, there's a mitzvah Losa Asay of the Yavama not marrying anybody else, Losia Eishes Amesa Chusel Ishzar, Yavama Yavo Aleha, that's the Losa Asay, the Chinuch counselors in Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin, and Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches is the mitzvah Asay. What is the mitzvah of Yibam about? So says the Sefer HaChinuch, well, the word Yibam. First, what does the word Yibam mean? The word Yibam, the Ksava HaKabbalah, has a suggestion, as he always notes, the focus on the words. That's one of his classic drachim. The Ksava Kabbalah suggests that the mitzvah, let me just find the words, the mitzvah of Yibam, says the Ksava HaKabbalah, comes from the Shorish Bama. A Bama is a high point. Bama is something that you build. There's an Isra of Bamos of being makravan of Bama. Bama is a high point. Yibam is where the man is able to lift up the Yavama, that's the Shorish, and in that way be Meromeim in his Lashon. Umegadel, his brother, in order to save the name. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Misharshi HaMitzvah, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches, Lefi, Shehaisha Acha Sheniseis Le'esharihu Ke'echad Me'ivarav. A woman and a man become one unit. A woman becomes like the first woman. Chava is literally a chelek of Adam. Isha was a chelek of Adam. So too every woman is a chelek. That's what the metaphysical message of Knisa L'Rishuso. Shekein Yechayev Ateva Mipnei Maisa Ha'av Harishon. Because that's what nature would dictate based on Adam, the Av Harishon. Shalocha, he's not really an Av, as the Gemara says, Ein Karin La'ovis El Shlosha, but he means the prototypical, the model man, the first man. took one of his ribs, umimena bana lo hakel isha. So now this man that died without children, so the ultimate is to have a part of him that will be eternal. He is not around anymore, so what's left of him? His wife. A wife is a chelek on a metaphysical level of a man, part of the man. Ulamalos mukomo ba'olam avodes baro, to fill his place in the world, to be oved Hashem. Ein lo zecher ba'olam agufani zulasi zosa isha she etzam me'atzama v'ubasam ibsaro. There's nothing left in the physical world for him to live on except his wife. So therefore, haya mechazde hakel alav lahakim lo zera mimena al yedei achiv shu gamkin chatzi besaro. Put his wife together with his brother, which is also related in terms of eternalizing him, as Miriam is called chatzi besaro of Moshe. Kedei sheyia oso azera memalei mekomo veoved baro tachtav v'yizke al yado ba'olam anashamos asher husham. And he will be mezake. And he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, bra mezake abba. That is the Sefer Achinuch that discusses this. And he also notes that Yibam was already in force and existence before the mitzvah of Yibam came into account. As we know by Yehuda and Er V'Onan and Shelah, says the Torah in Parshas Vayeshev, that Yehuda tells his son after the oldest heir died, Vayhi Er Bechor Yehuda Rabbe Nei Hashem. So after that, he tells his next son to be Miyabeim Tamar, Viyabeimosa V'Hakim Zera La'achicha. So what does that mean? Be Mekim Zera, says Rashi there in Vayeshev, HaBen Yikare Al Shem Ameis. The son will be called by the father, Al Shem Ameis. The Ramban argues with that. He says, that's not what Yibam is. We never find anywhere a mitzvah for the child to be called the name of the dead brother. If you want to, you can. Right? But one doesn't have to. The Ein Ze Emes, says the Ramban. Ki b'mitzvah satorah nomar gamkein yokum al shem achiv ameis v'leimach eshmo miYisrael v'einayav ha-mitzvah v'likro l'beno k'shem achiv ameis. V'yamar b'boaz, says by Boaz, v'gam es rus ha-mo'aviyah eshes machlon kanisi li le'isha lakim shem ameis al nachlaso v'likari shem ameis v'yamachav. So it notes that Boaz is being making the shame of machlon, but what did he call the son? V'atikrena oso oved, lo machlon. Right, Machlon was not the name given. V'od, and also, sh'amar v'yeda onin kilo lo yihiyah zera. One knew that he wouldn't have the zera; it wouldn't be to him. What does that mean? What was so terrible if he would have a child and he so much so that he was mashchis his zera, he didn't want to have the child? What would be so terrible if he would call his son his brother's name? That would prevent him so much from living on. Again, Chazal tell us that he didn't want to undo her beauty. But Verov Bnei Adam Misavim Lasos Kane, says the Ramban, most people would love to do that, be able to have a child in this regard. V'lo Amar Akasa V'yomer Onen, Aval Amar V'yeda Onen, as if it's something deeper he knew. Ki Yediyah Brura Haisalo Bazesh Lo Lo Yezara. What does that mean? So says the Ramban, it's a Kabbalistic idea. Aval Ha'inyan, and this is already before any mitzvah of Yibum. It's still, the Torah uses the Lashon of Yabim. Aval ha'inyan sod gadol misodos ha-Torah, betoldos ha-Adam. It's a secret, something metaphysical that we don't fully understand, the mitzvah of Yibam. V'nikar hu le'nei ha-ro'im, asher nasan lehem Hashem, einayim l'ros v'aznayim l'shmoa. Anyone who can see and hear, meaning on a Kabbalistic level, can understand this. V'hayu ha-chachamim ha-kadmonim, kodem ha-Torah yodim, the early chachamim, knew this. Rav Shavel quotes a Zohar in the footnote. They knew ki yish to'eles gedola b'yibam ha'ach. They knew this tremendous spiritual prophet. V'hu ha'ro'i lios kodem bo v'yacharav ha'karo b'mishpacha. The brother, and if not the brother, any relative. Ki kol she'iro ha'karo b'labi mishpachto, asher hu yoresh nachala yagim en to'eles. V'yunogim, and that was the minog in those days, lisa eishas ha'mesa ach, o ha'av, o ha'karo b'na mishpacha. V'lo yadanu ma'yamina kadmon lifnei Yehuda. I don't know, says the Ramban, if Yehuda started this trend, or it was even before It was even before Yehuda. And he quotes the Medrash that says, Ki Yehuda hiskla b'mitzvas yivim t'chila, ki kasher kibal hasod me'avosav, nizdareis lahakimosav. He was nizdareis, and that sounds like it was there before. V'kasher basa ha'torah v'asarta, eishes k'sas ha'krovim, when the Torah came later on and asered relatives, ratza kadosh baruch hu lahatir isher eishes ach v'b'nei ha'yibum. V'lo ratza sh'yitcha b'pad of isher eishes achi ha'av ha'ben v'zulatam, ki ba'ach hergal ha'davar v'tolas krova v'lo bahem. This is the most to'eles in Shemayim, and therefore Hashem left it. And it would be nechshav la'achzarius gedola. You read the Torah, it sounds like he's doing something very wrong. Chalitz is a really b'di'eved, but that is the Ramban and the roots of Yibam. So that is a mitzvah. One other point before we get to the how it's related to our Mishnah. The Minchas Chinuch has a beautiful suffix in Tavkuf Tzadiches, Os Vav. There is a question in Achronim. How much is Yibum a mitzvah, or what we might call a matir? By certain mitzvos, we know that they're counted as one of the 613s, but we know, or actually not a matir in this case, we might call it a kinyan. Right? Sometimes they serve a function also. The mitzvah serves a function. So how much is it purely serving that function, or does it have certain mitzvah elements as well? For example, shechita. Shechita, or chalitza, or tevila. Those have the question of mitzvah versus matir. Is there some type of symbolic mitzvah element, or is it purely just to achieve the result of matir? You're allowed to eat the meat, you become tahar, or by chalitza, you're able to marry out. So you have a similar question here by Yibam. Is it just a kinyan marriage? You could have the question too, right? Is it a kinyan, the machlokas rabam rush? Is it a kinyan? Is it a mitzvah? So by Yibam, I think everybody counts it as a mitzvah, but the question is, what is its mahus? What's an afkamina? Why an afkamina, mitzvah, or kinyan? Suggest the Minchas Chinuch, kavana. Kavana, and he says, I'm not sure about what I'm about to say. V'lo imanam lichtov masha'ala al daiti, v'lo hevetiv b'kura b'china. I'm not sure what I'm about to write. I'm not going to not write it. But I haven't asked people in the Beis Medrash about this. It's a big chiddush. Yadua, the Yibam mitzvah zaseh. The Yibam is a mitzvah zaseh. Lo kimo gerishin v'toin v'nitan v'chadome. D'dine mitzvah heim ha-mitzvah l'snaikach. Aval inam akaya mitzvah klal. Says the Seif Minchas Chinuch that when you have other examples of Toin V'nitan or Dine Shomrim, and then he throws in Gerishin, which you might argue on, he says, those, you're not fulfilling a mitzvah, you're just acting following the halacha, which is counted as a mitzvah. But by Yibum, so by Gerishin, again, you could argue, but the others, you understand, is a din on Bezdin to follow the halacha, to follow Dine Toin V'nitan and Dine Shomrim and others. But here, by Gerishin, you might have argued, but he puts Gerishin with this. He says, but by Yibum, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. The Gemara uses the Yibum for Asi Dochalos Ase. Umisha Baki b'Sefer HaMitzvahs l'Rabbeinu v'Amafarshim, and whoever is a Baki in Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Chinuch and of the Rambam, he doesn't say of the Rambam, a number of times he writes in his commentary that he did not have a Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. He had a Mishnah Torah, so he had the short list, I think, but the regular Sefer HaMitzvahs, he didn't have, he writes a number of times. Yodeh, whoever is a Baki, says, Yodeh davar zevu pashut. But now he says, we know Rov Rishonim hold that mitzvah Srichas Kavana. And without Kavana Latzeis, you're not Yotze the mitzvah. And even though some say you don't have Kavana, you ain't Srichas Kavana, still Bimiskavi Shalom Latzeis. If you have Kavana not to be Yotze, you're not Yotze, even with Hanas Aguf. So says the Minchas Chinuch, what if somebody does Yibum without Kavana? Habal Yevimto. Bain bizadon l'shem znus. Let's say he thinks he's being mizana with Eishes Ach. He doesn't know that there's a mitzvah. Or bain b'shogi, he doesn't even know who she is. So the Gemara says beferish, beginning of Habal Yevimto, that the Kenyan works. The language is kana. Says the Menachas Chinuch, is he yotze the mitzvah of Yibum? In his scorecard in Shemayim, is it purely a Kenyan? Or is it also a mitzvah? Imkein efshar, he has the amazing possibility. Nehi dekana osa, v'havei ishto, mikol makom, mitzvahs Hashem yisbarach lokiyem, ki tzarek kavana latzeis, v'nafgamina, dechovas ha-mitzvah mutelas alav, v'lo yegarsha tekev, hashe yavo ala l'shem mitzvah, v'yikayim ha-mitzvah. If he just did this, he can't divorce her. He still hasn't done the mitzvah. He has to live with her and then fulfill the mitzvah, and then if he wanted to divorce her, he could divorce her. That is the Menachas Chinuch suggestion. And the footnotes, they point out, this is a huge chiddush. Once he's koneh her, that he's married to her, there's no more zikas yibum, as we'll get into in a second. So how can you say that after he's koneh, the mitzvah would still be shayach? You know, you might say the lesser of his chiddush, that you only did the kinyan, and you blew the mitzvah, so you can't do the mitzvah. But to say that the mitzvah is still possible to do the second time, so that's a chiddush al gabi chiddush. But that is the, a little background for the mitzvah slash kinyan of yibam. But now let's get back to how this relates to our Mishnah and our Masechta. Right when a man dies without children, there is a zika of yibam created, a connection to the brother-in-law, which creates or goes in tandem with a mitzvah of yibam or a mitzvah of chalitza. The achronim do discuss which comes first. Is there this connection which then creates the mitzvah of yibam or chalitza, or is it the opposite? The Torah mandates a mitzvah of yibam, memela there is a zika created. So it's a question, which is the chicken, which is the egg, which comes first, the zika or the mitzvah. But there is this zika, which starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ends with the person, which with the yavam. The language of the Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Dalet Amabez, right in the beginning of the Masechta, the language is that a Yavama is Zakuka V'omedes. She is connected and standing still with her Yavam. She is Zakuka V'omedes from the fact that her husband died. And Rashi and Tosas both say there, the Bia is Gomer, the Kenyan. V'ein Bia Ba'a. Right, says Rashi, Lazeh Machmas Kiddushi Hames, she is a Kukov Omedes, Machmas, because of, as an outgrowth of her husband's marriage, the Ein Bia Ba'a Ela Ligmar, Avokinyan Deme Ikaralo. And Tosas also says, Eina Osa Ela Gomeres Kiddushi Rishon, the Atmi Umishav the Ashkan, Bia Gomeres, Lo Nomar Shetikne Tchilas Kenyan. So Rashi and Tosas both explain that Gemara, that there is a zika which is nigmar by yibam of the yavam once it takes place. The question that the Gemara is going to ask is, what's the status of that zika? How strong is it? What is its relationship with what parallel would you try to parallel to? Erusin. That's the question, which the Gemara does often in Meseches Yavamis. How do we compare Erusin and Yibam? And this is the question that is asked by the Mishnah. Or Nisuin, you also might compare it to. L'may nafkamina, well, we're in the Perek about Hafaras Adarim. And we know by Erusin, the father and the Aris can be made for Nidarim. So what's the halacha by a Zika liyibam? What is the halacha in terms of Hafaras Adarim? So that is all background to our Mishnah that we're about to get into. How strong is the zika? How do we look at it? Okay, so now let's get into it. Says the Mishnah, Shomeres Yavam Bein Liyavam Echad Bein L'Shnei Yavamim. We'll see. It's going to be three shitas in the Tanaim. A Shomeres Yavam, whether there is one Yavam, one brother, or two brothers, either one. That's already a chiddush, as we'll see, because the Mishnah is already indicating that there could be a difference between the two. The Mishnah is going to say this explicitly in a second. But why should there be a difference? There might be a difference in the zika if there was only one brother. So there you could really forecast and see in the future that this woman is going to do yibam to this man. Right? There's only one brother. There's nothing that's not mevura. You don't need to use a breira here because there's only one brother. So it's just a question of time. Says the first sheet in the Mishnah, whether it's one Yavam or two Yavamim, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yafer. Rabbi Eliezer says, the Yavam, can be made for her Nidarim. Can be made for her, meaning, seems to say, it's like, so, and what does Yafer mean? The Gemara is going to talk about it. Does this mean with the father, or even without the father? That's assuming that there was only Erusin earlier and not Nisuin. Does Nisuin, the father's out of the picture. But if it was Almana Minha Erusin, is the father still in the picture? So the Gemara will talk about that. So Rabbi Eliezer says, though, that the Yavam is at least like the Arus. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Le'echad Avalo L'Shnayim. Rabbi Yeshua seems to fundamentally agree that there is strength in the Zika, but only when there's one Yavam, and not two Yimmin. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lola Echad, Velola Shnayim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even if there's only one Yavam, the Yavam does not have power in the world of Hafaras Nedarim. Doesn't have that power. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, wait, listen to my svara, why it should work, why the Yavam should have the power. Ma im Isha, Shekana hu la'atzmo. Hari hu mefer nedareha. If, in the case of Erison, a woman who he is Kona himself, he has the power to be made for her nedarim, Isha, shehiknu lo min hashamayim, eino din sheyafer nedareha. In woman who, that's the beautiful lashon, hiknu lo min hashamayim, Hashem creates the kinyan, Hashem was makne this woman to this yavam, eino din sheyafer nedareha. Surely, he should be able to be made for her nedarim. This language also comes up in Maseches Yavamis, where the Gemara says the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah there in Yavamis on Daf Lamed Ches Amin Aleph or so. The Mishnah said Lamed Tes. Lamed Tes Amin Aleph, Lamed Ches Amin Aleph. The language of Lamed Ches Amin Aleph is that once he marries her, once the Yavam does Yibam, so then they are fully married. Harei ki ishto l'chol davar. But then the Mishnah says, Ubilvad shetek suba al nichse bala harishon. As long as the ksuba is from the assets, the property of the first husband. That is the language of the Mishnah. Why is that? So the Gemara says on the next daf, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Why? Ubevat shetek subas adefse vayla harishon. My taima, Isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. There's that lashon. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this kinyan. He is a stand-in, so to speak, of his dead brother, as we discussed from the Ramban. And therefore, at least the assets of the ksuba come from him. Iles lo min harisha. The Gemara does say if the risha doesn't have any assets, or they run out, takinu lo misheni, there's a takana d'rabanan, that it should go from the second brother as well. Kedesh lo tekal abeinav lahotzia. Same reason we have a ksuba, so that it is not easy for him to divorce his wife. He'll think twice about it because he has to pay the ksuba. That's the language the Gemara uses. This is Rebbe Lazar's svara. If by a woman who I was kona myself, I can be made for her nedarim, a woman who Hashem gives me, ain't no did, surely it should work. What exactly is the svara? Why should something I do myself be stronger? So says the Sha'ar Mitzionah Bahalacha. It's not a question of stronger, it's a question of da'as. In a case where I created the relationship. And in that case, we don't explicitly discuss the power of Hafaras Nedarim. It could be that you don't want me to be made for your Nedarim. It could be that I have no idea about this Koach. And yet, there's a lot of Das in this regard. But we still say there are certain halachos that are automatic. Certain halachos that are beyond my Das. So surely, in an area where it's not totally on my Das at all, it's totally automatic from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surely we should say there that these automatic halachas, like Hafaras Nedarim, would apply. Again, how automatic? We said it's based on Kol HaNoderes Al Das Baylei Noderes, as we'll get to B'ez Hashem again later on this Daf. We had it yesterday, we're going to have it today. These are the two places where it comes up here in Maseches Nedarim. That's Svara, but either way, that's what the Sha'ar Mitzionah Bahalacha suggests, that it's not based on Svara, and yet it works automatically. So to hear, that's Rabbi Eliezer's Svara. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, who rejects this whole thing, says back, lo. No, there's a big difference. Im amarta be'isha, shekanehu la'atzmo, she'en la'acherim ba. By a woman, in that case where you do erisin to a woman, be'isha shekanehu la'atzmo, she'en la'acherim ba. But nobody else has a chelikin. Once I marry her, that she's off limits. So, Tomar, Be'isha, Shein Lacherim Barashus. Tomar Be'isha, Sheiknu Lo Min Hashamayim, Sheish Lacherim Barashus. Unlike a woman who comes to me from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so to speak, others have Rashus. Others have Rashus, meaning the other brother. By Yibam, how can you say that? By Yibam, there are other brothers that have Rashus. What kind of Rashus do they have? Explains the Mefarish. Let's say one of the other brothers could ruin it for me, even if I do. We didn't mention this. But even if one brother does Ma'amar, which is the Kiddushin Durabanan instituted by Yibam, by the rabbis. So if Reuven does Ma'amar, the other brother could still ruin it for him. Even if he starts, you know, the process, he could ruin it with a Ged, with Bia. Says the Mefarish, Shemasa b'mayimer yavam ze, uba achiv achar kach, v'yasa b'mayimer, tafisba. So, says Rabbi Akiva, that's not like Erisin. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, exactly my point. Hold like your Beliezer, but don't go all the way. Akiva, Dvarecha b'shnei Yevamin, Ma'ata meshev al Yavam Echad, fine by two Yevamin, where there are two brothers. What are you going to tell me by one Yavam? By one Yavam, you should say how far Sadarim works. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva, again answers a very graphic line. Ein ha-Yavam, sometimes you have to look for the lumdus underneath the surface. Here it's screaming at us. Ein ha-Yavama gemura li-Yavam, Kishem Shah Arusa Gamura Leisha. Don't say that the Zika Liyibam is as strong as Arison. That's what he says. Ein Ayavama Gamura Liyavam. So Gemara is going to say in Yawat Halacha, but that language is very forceful. That the Zika to Yibam is not Gamur. That Zika is not like an Arus, right? Even it's sure not like Nisuin. But that's Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, even if there's only one Yavam, still he's not going to allow this to take place. Not going to allow the Hafaris Adarim to be allowed. If you look in the Ran and the Rambam discuss, what about, according to Rabbi Akiva, what about the father? So Rabbi Akiva says, in this case of Zika Liyibam, the husband is out. What about the father? If she is still after Erison, could the father be made for Nadarim? So the Ran is Mesupak. The Ran here in this sugya is a little off kilter in terms of where it's printed, right? A lot, you have to look forward, right? What's on Amud Beis here is really the commentary for Amud Aleph, and what is, it continues even going to Tamara's daf. But at the end of the sugya, the Ran says, this is printed on Tamara's daf, the Ran says, on the third wide line on Tamara's daf, maybe we'll review this, Mistafkali, the kivan, the yavam, lomatzi, mefer, av bimakum yavam min ha'erisin, imatzi mefer olo. I'm not sure. What about the father? If the husband cannot be mefer, could the father be mefer as min ha'erisin? Velo yadana acharusa, bahamilsa. I can't figure this out. I don't have achra. The Rambam does. But the Ran doesn't. Miu mistavrali. The Ran does say, well, at least half I could answer. Did Nidarim shenadra bebesa viha oba oda arusa, if she has Nidarim from before, that she made when she was single, or that she made when she was still an arusa, still married, matzi meferla. I think the father could get that. That's like Nisrokna. There I would say the father has the power. Since Rabbi Akiva holds that the Yavam has no zchus in Hafar Sadarim, so it's no worse than it was before. So forget him, and the father can still do it. But, he says a couple of lines later, what if she makes a neder in this Zikal Yavam moment? Akati misafkali, that I don't know. I'm not sure. Zemashanira libazel in yemaisit sarach iyun ubedika bedivri harishonim zal. I'm not sure. The power of the father, according to Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam is clear, though. The Rambam says the father has the power. The father has the power, the Rambam says, even if Maimar was done, the father has the power. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chav Gimel, and Chav Dalet. The Rambam says, Shomeres Yavam afilu asa b'yavam ha-maymar, afilu yavam echad, li-yavam ha-achas, eino mefer nidri yavimto ashe yavo aleha. So he clearly passes like Rabbi Akiva. But then he says, ha-isa yavimto na'ara mi'orasa la'achiv, if the yavama was only mu'ureses to the brother, v'avia kayam, and her father is alive, ein ha-yavam im ha'av mefir nidra ka'achas, they don't do it together, the yavam's totally out of the picture. Ela ha'av levado, hu shemefer kol shetador. The father can do it himself. Even if it's shomeres yavam, the father has full power. V'yafilo asaba yavam maimar, eina kina'ara ma'orasa, she'ein ha'mam arkona b'yavam ha'kinyin gamar kamo she'bi'arnu. Right, he picks up on that lashon of Rabbi Akiva. A maimar, and even, Ezekiel Yivam, and even with maimar, is not like Erisin. And therefore the husband is out of the picture, and the father still has full rights. Good. Says the Gemara. Bishlama. So what are the svaras for these three Tanaim? So Bishlama, Rabbi Akiva, Savar, Ein, Zika. Getting into a sugi that we discussed at length in Yevamis a number of times. Ein, Zika, Yesh, Zika. What does that mean? The Rabbanan have certain halachic ramifications that will be tali on Zika Liyibam. The question is, do we consider this a mixas ishus, at least on a Drabbanan level? That's the question of Yesh Zika or Ein Zika. Yesh Zika, it is considered a quasi-ishus. Ein Zika, it's not called a quasi-ishus. The Achronim, though, note, the question of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika, literally in the Gemara, is about on a Durabana level, with Durabana Nafkaminis. But this Gemara, among some in Yevamis, use it to explain the Oraisa concepts. Like here, the Machlokas Tanav is about a Din Daraisa. So the Achrodim, Rav Shimon Shkap, and others explain, even though the details of the Machlokas of Yesh Zika and Ein Zika are Durabanan, the Ofi and the message, the nature of the Din might be reflective of a relationship on a Daraisa level. Right, even though midrabanan are the ramifications, midaraisa could be the relationship itself. So Bishlam Rabbi Kiva Savar Ein Zika, according to Rabbi Kiva, we say Ein Zika. There is no mixas ishus at all in a Zika liyavam case, and that's why there's no hafar asadarim, because Ein Zika. Rabbi Yoshua Savar Yesika, and Rabbi Yeshua says Yesika when it comes to one yavam. That was Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah. Yesika and the Ron adds in, he also holds, what the Gemara is going to say in a second, Ein Breira, because you don't need Breira if there's one Yavam and one Yavama. Ella Rebbe Eliezer, my time, what does Rebbe Eliezer hold? Even by two Yavams, E Yesh Zika, even if you want to say Yesh Zika, there is a strong connection, Ein Breira. Right? There's no, we hold Ein Breira. Ein Breira, whoa. We haven't discussed this in a month. Mem Heim Abeis, remember the first Amud of the fifth Perek, Perek HaShutvin. That was that huge Ron. Mem Heim Abeis, four or five different Pshatim, how that Mishnah fits into the normal, regular Sugyas of Breira. Breira, which the Yashar Shlomo called one of the largest and most complicated Sugyas in Shas. The Marshal says that. But either way, we don't have to get into all of it now, but we do have to note, the Rishonim note, usually there's a machlokas about Breira. Machlokas Tanoi, machlokas Amora, machlokas Rishonim, whether Yesh Breira ain't Breira. And most hold that we paskin Yesh Breira for Durabanans, ain't Breira for Daraisas. But here the Gemara just says ain't Breira. So the question is this just taking a stand by Daraisas, ain't Breira? Or maybe some Rishonim suggest, in Yevamis more than here, that by Hafaras Nedarim, maybe everybody would agree that Breira is not going to be good enough. By Hafaras Nedarim, it has to be Mavurar. Right now, who is the Aris? Who is the husband? It has to be Lekule Alma. That's why the Gemara here even doesn't even suggest. What about Lamanda Amr this, Lamanda Amr that? So, we'll assume that for now. So, according to Rebbe Eliezer, what does he hold? Even if he holds Yesh Zika, that there is a Mixas Ishas, could he hold that for two Yavams? So, Amar Rebbe Ami, Kigotcha Asa Bamaimar. First Ukimta of the Mishnah. You know what we're talking about in the Mishnah? Where one of the brothers already did Ma'amar. Ma'amar, which is the Kiddushin Durabanan, instituted. So you don't just have Yibam, you have Kiddushin Durabanan, and there are parallels between Ma'amar and Kiddushin. So Rabbi says the case is where one brother did Ma'amar. And Rabbi Eliezer Savalaka Beishamai. And he also like Beishamai, who said in a number of Mishnayos in Yevamis, the Amri Maimar Kone Kinyan Gomer. Beishamai holds Maimar is Kone fully. Maimar is very strong. And therefore, if it's very strong, that's where Rebbe Eliezer holds. So the root, part of the root machlokas of the Mishnah is about Maimar, not just about Afar Sadarin or about Zika. So Rebbe Eliezer holds like Beishamai, the Maimar is Kone Kinyan Gomer, and that's why he allows Afar Sadarin by this one brother, by the Yavam that did Maimar. Rabbi Yeshua Melacha, and what would Rabbi Yeshua say to you? He would say no. Hani mili b'chad yavam, fine by one brother. Avo b'shnei yavam in lo. But by two brothers, no. Even if one did maimar, why? Because the other brother could still undo and undermine. If somebody's married, another person cannot undermine his marriage, as long as his wife is not mezana, with kavana. It's not mezana l'rtzona. But another person can undermine the marriage. So how could you say here that this is a real bona fide relationship with the power of Afar Sadarim when it could be still be undermined by someone else? Mi kamidi, where do you ever have such a thing? Dechi asi achui asar ale bebiyo begita. The other brother can still come along and ruin the first brother who did Maimar's marriage if he's with her bebiya or he gives her a get umefer. And he's still going to have power to be mefer. Where do you ever have that? Says Rabbi Yeshua. That's why it's not going to work with two Yavams. For Rabbi Akiva, Savar Ein Zika. Rabbi Akiva just says the other extreme. Ein Zika, nothing to talk about. Period. Ula Rabbi Lazar says the Gemara for 1 minute. We in Yevamos even had various approaches to Beis Shammai. Or Rabbi Lazar, to Amar, according to Rabbi Lazar, who understood. To Amar, Ma'amar, Beis Shammai, Ein Kona El Lidchos Betzara, Ma'ikel Ameimar. Rabbi Lazar interpreted Beis Shammai as not being such a strong view of Ma'amar. Right, he interpreted just that if a man has two wives and they're both zakek li'ivim, and one does Ma'amar, that just ruins the opportunities for the other brother. It doesn't mean that it's Kona in full. So if you have a much more minimal approach of Beis Shammai, so then you're back to the question, why should that be good enough for Hafaras Adarim? So Michael Amemar, what would Rebbe Eliezer say in this Mishnah? So the Gemara has another Ukimta. Hachavai Eskina, what's the Mishnah talking about? Why does Rebbe Eliezer say Hafaras Adarim works even by two? Kigot Sha'amad Bedin. Amad Bedin, what does that mean? The woman already got together with this man, they decided, and the man said, this is what Rishonim add in, Nisratza. He said, okay, we'll do Yibam, and then he ran away. The Ran has an extra word in this gear, so Ubarach, he ran away. Vizchayev, Lamazonos. And for whatever reason, he ran away. Right, Rashi and Tosas both discussed, not here, but elsewhere. Yevamos Bem Aleph, did he run away because he didn't want to do Yibam, or for some other reason? Some other reason he ran away. But either way, right now, once he had a din Torah, v'yischayev l'mazonos, and Bezdin was mechayev him to support her. And once Bezdin is mechayev him to support her, so then what's the halacha? The din we had yesterday kicks in. Ukederev Pinchas v'shvei derava d'amar kala noderes al das baila hi noderes. Any woman who makes a neder is al das baila. Why? Because he gives her mazonos. Those two go together, and therefore she would be able to have her nedarim hufar al yidei the yavam. Right? That's the case that it is speaking about in the Mishnah, where Eliezer allows it. Not by first suggestion was Maimar. Second suggestion is by the Armada Sadin, and Bezu was bechayiv him for mazonos. Good. The Chashuk Echemin here discusses what happens. We'll get to two Bez Hashem, but the first one is really on yesterday's daf. What happens if there's ever a case where there's a marriage and there's Nedarim and then they find out somehow that there was a mistake in the marriage? What happens if the ring ended up not being the Chassas or it wasn't a Shevet Pruta or some detail? So do we say Al Das Baila Hi Noderes works even if they technically weren't? Is this pure Umdana? And therefore, it's this person. And even if he ends up not being my husband or not. Right, so the Chajuk Echemet said, this relates to the Ran on the bottom of yesterday's daf. The Ran had a discussion, what happens if, could somebody make a neder al das chavero? We know the husband, we know the father has power to do hafara. Does anybody else in life have the power of hafara if I explicate it? That's the question of the Ran, on the bottom of Ayin Gimel on the base. It seems from here that if somebody makes a neder al das chavero, they can be matarit even without a chacham. Because just like we say the husband could do it even though he didn't say it beferish, so it must be the friend could do it at least if he says it beferish. The Ran quotes that and says, that's wrong. Vizu etzli shigigas hora'a. I think that's wrong. To ha'av agav da'amro da'adas baili noderes, even by the husband. Nothing's automatic. Nothing's automatic. It's just al das baila, so he has to be made for it. Sarecha bal sheyafir la, but osa lashon shekitzva la Torah. He has to use the exact lashon that the Torah says. V'gzeres hakasavu. It's v'gzeres hakasavu that someone else could get rid of somebody else's nedarim. Umishamachi ain't kol anashon shavin ba. You're going to say that applies to a friend? I don't think so. So the Chashuk Echemet here discusses, what should you do? In this case, they thought they were married, but they ended up not being married. So he has that question, which he deals with. Good. There's another fascinating one, but let's continue for a moment, and then we'll get back to it. Tanan says the Mishnah. So now we're going to discuss our Mishnah. Amar Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer said, after that we just had the Ukipta, first we suggested Maimar, and then we suggested Hamadas Hadin, and then the woman sued the Yavam, I want Mizonos, and the husband, and the Bezin was Mechayev from the assets of the Yavam, that she should get Mizonos. So once that kicks in, we say Hafaras Adarim kicks it as well. So it's not Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Ma'im Isha, Shekana La'atzmo, Harihu Mefer Nidareha, the quote from Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah, if a woman who, the man was Kona himself. Can be made for Nedarim. Isha. Shigalam and Hashemayim. Another she offered made for Nedarel. So if it's Isha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gave him, surely he should be able to be made for Nedarim. The Ibish Asaba Maimer Kona Latzmahu. But 1 minute. If he did Maimar, if that's what Rabbi Ami says our Mishnah is talking about, then how could Rabbi Eliezer call this a Kinyan Midei Shamayim? He did Maimar. Answer. And it's according to Beis Shabbai, who says Maimar is very strong. Shakana La'atzmo Al Yidei Shamayim. No, it means there was a Zika, but Maimar was Gomerit. Maimar finished it. The Raz Lashon is, on the bottom, Mikami Hachi Havi Agita Gabe. Mishum Zika. There was an Igud. There was a connection beforehand. And Maimar just continued that connection. Without the earlier connection, Maimar would be nothing. Why? Because this is an Isra of Eishes Ach. So the only reason that Maimar accomplishes anything, this is like a regular Kiddusha, but usually Kiddusha doesn't work against one of the Arayas. But in this case, it would work because there was a previous connection. Viter. Tifshot. So using this, let's try to prove a different question. Tifshot debai rabba. Tifshot, let's prove Rabba's question in Yavamis. Maimra le beishamai erisin osa onisuin osa. Maimra according to beishamai. Maimra, beishamai says it's very strong. So is it so strong that it's like erisin or is it even like nisuin? So tifshot the nisuin osa. Let's prove from our Mishnah that it's like nisuin. To e erisin osa. Because what does Rabbi Eliezer say in our Mishnah? The Yavam could be Mefer. But if it's like Erisin, but Hatanan. We learned in the Mishnah earlier, Nara Hamorasa, first Mishnah in our Perek, Avia Ubailam, Mefida Dareha. Nama Rasa requires the father too. And if by the Zika Liyibam only the husband does it, so it's even stronger than Erisin. It must be like Nisuin. So that's the next two kipta in the Mishnah. Abra Bakr by Yitzchak, by Yafer, Yafer Bishutfis. What it's talking about here is to be Mefer Bishutfis. The father's there too. Father does here, it's just not mentioned. But when it says the husband is able to be made for, it means with shutfis of the father. Period. We talk about all of these cases of Zika Liyibum and Erisin and Isuin. There is, again, a fascinating discussion right here. It's here on the daf, so we're going to mention it in the Chashuke Chemet. Talking about who a person's going to marry. Who the woman is going to marry. Who's the woman going to be Zika Liyibum to. Who is it? So he quotes a Rambam. This Rambam should be more famous. Maybe it is famous, but we'll try to make it more famous right now. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tfila, right at the beginning of Hilchas Tfila, where the Rambam is talking about the history of Tfila. The Rambam says, the beginning he talks about everybody has to daven, men and women are chayiv, nashim avadim chayiv and betfila, because it's a mitzvah say shalom azman grama, the dzvanim are only midrabanan, im hayaragil marbe betichinu bakasha. However, you should daven, you should be able to daven and use your own words. That's how it used to be. But then the Rambam says, kivan, this is another example where the Rambam talks about history. Kivan shegalu yisrael bimei nevuchadnezzar harasha. Once, but he so went into Galus, the first Galus, from Nebuchadnezzar. Nisarvu biparas viyavan vishar haumos. They went into all the other nations. Vinoldu lohem banim ba'artos hagayim. They had kids in the Galus. Va'osan habanim nisbalbala sfasam. Their children could not speak properly. Va'isa sfas kolechad ve'echan mu'ureves milashonos harbe. And everyone spoke Hebrew with a little bit of the Goas language. They didn't have one clear lashon that they spoke. Ela b'shibush. Right, they spoke all of it. He quotes a pasuk. Because of that, they couldn't properly express themselves in shevach, in bakasha. Other languages got mixed in because of this, and they wanted one unified way of davening. So Ezra and his bezer were misakein. Shmona Esrei. Fine. Shalosh Rishonos Shevach Lashem. Shalosh Achronos Hodaya. First three Shevach, last three Hodah. Ve'emtsa'ios. Here's the line. The middle ones. Yesh Bohen She'elas Kol Hadvarim. There is asking everything. Shehein Kemo Avos. L'kol Chefse Ish Va'ish. They are the major categories for anything a person might desire. Uletzarchei tzibur kulam, and for anything that the tzibur would need. Kadesh yu aruchos b'fi akol v'yilmadu osam v'tiyatilas elu halagim tefila shleima k'tefilas bal halashan atzacha. Beautiful. And that's why we have tefillah. So the Rambam says that all the brachos, any human need, would be included in the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei. Anything you need, you're going to find that it fits into one of the brachos. That's the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet. So, ask the Chashuge Chemed. So, where is Shmoneh Esrei? Could we daven for a proper Shidduch? Where does it talk about that? Here, our Gemara is talking about Erisin, Yisuin, Yibum. Where does it talk about a proper Shidduch? That's the question. Heichan Efshar Lachavin Al Azivug B'Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei. So, he has four suggestions. Number one, Sim Shalom. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Kal Adam She'ein Lo Isha, Shari, below Simcha, below Bracha, below Tova. Rava Bar Ula Omer, below Shalom. Somebody who doesn't have a wife, right, is not fully at peace. And therefore, Sim Shalom, Tova Uvracha, give me peace. He can be Mechavin on the Zivug also, Lo Tova Eos Levado. That's number one. Then he says, well, maybe it's not appropriate because that's not in the Bakashos. That's in the Barachas of Hodah. See, that's supposed to be focused on personal bakashas then. But then we say, oh, well, maybe once it's fixed as a hodah, sometimes you have that as a rule breaker, right? We have Zachrino Lachayim in the first three brachas. That is a rule breaker according to some Rishonim. So maybe, but that's the first suggestion. But then he has three others. He says, maybe Hashiveinu Avinu. Why? Because the Gemara also says, Ashari below Isha, Shari below Torah. So Hashiveinu Avinu, L'sar Asecha. So have in mind, bring me close by helping me get married. Barech Aleinu, the Gemara B'Metzia says, Da she'ein bracha mitzuya b'toch beiso shal adam ela b'shvil ishto. Ula Avram heitiv ba'avura. As the Pasuk says, when Avram got all the gifts from the non-Jewish king. So maybe in Barech Aleinu. Or, he finally quotes from one of the Dinever, the son of the Bnei Yisachar. And what about Re'ena Va'anyenu? Re'eva Anyenu, see our Oni, our state. He connects it to what it says in the Haggadah, Vayaris Anyenu, Zuprishus Derech Eretz. So Re'eva Anyenu, see our state of Precious from Derech Eretz, which means husbands and wives being together. So any of those can work. Then he says, once we're on the topic, where should what David and Shmoneh Esrei for children following in the way of Hashem? So where do we see that? So he quotes from a couple. He says, maybe in Modim, L'dor v'dor nodelecha unesaper tihilasecha. L'dor v'dor. Or in Simshalom, Barchenu avinu kulanu ke'echad. Right, in that. Or in Allah Tzadikim, Al Zikli Amchab Al Giri Atzedek V'Aleinu. Quotes a couple of where it might fit in. But that's an important Rambam. The Rambam says, every need that we have could fit into one of those brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tani Nami Hachi, right in the middle. The Braisa says we have a Braisa that supports Rebbe Ami. We have a Braisa that supports Rebbe Ami that the Mishnah is about a case where Maimar was done. Where is that? In the Tosefta. The Tosefta expands on the Mishnah. Today we're going to read the Tosefta, but the explanation is going to be on the beginning of tomorrow's Shir Bez Hashem. But let's at least read the Tosefta today. Tani Nami Hachi. Rebbe Ami. Shomeres Yavam. Many Toseftas were just expansions, similar discussions on Mishnayos. Shomeres Yavam, Ben Yavam Echad, Ben Shnei Yavamin. Rebbe Lezer Omer Yafer, Rebbe Shua Omer Le'echav Alol Lishnayim. Rebbe Kiva Omer Lo Le'echav Alol Lishnayim. That's the three-way machlokas we had in our Mishnah. Omer Rebbe Eliezer. So says Rebbe Eliezer, a little different language. Uma im isha she'ein lo chelek ba ad shelo tavo lirshuso. If by a woman who he has zero chelek in before she comes into his rishus, meaning before Erison, he is not connected to this woman at all. Misha bas lirshuso, but once she comes in by Erison nigmar lo, it's nigmar to him, right, regarding afaras adarim with the father, but now he has a real power. Isha she ish lo chelek ad shelo tavo lirshuso. So a woman who has a chelek before she comes into his rishus, before Maimar, as we'll see, Misha Basler Shuso, Eino Dinshin Digmar Lo. So after she comes more into his rishus, surely he should have that power. That is Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva Lo. Rabbi Akiva says no. Erisin is not comparable, and Erisin is stronger. Ima Marta Beisha Shekanu Latzmo. By Erisin, Shekshem She'ein Lo Chelek Ba, Kein La Acherim Chelek Ba. Before Erisin, nobody has a Chelek. He's not worse off than anyone else. Tomar Be'isha Shigra Lo Min HaShamayim, Shekshem She'ish Lo Ima Chelek, Kash Yish La Acherim Chelek Ba. The other brothers have a Chelek there too. So before he does Maimar. So he is worse off. And the other brothers could affect what he would do. Amalo Rabbi Yoshua Akiva, Tvarecha B'Shnei Yevamin. Fine by two Yavams. What about one Yavam? As he asked in the Mishnah, Amrle. So Rabbi Akiva answers, no, there's no difference. Klum chilaknu al Yavam echal v'shnei Yavavim. Is there any difference between one or two Yavams? Bein sha'asa b'maymar, bein sha'lo asa b'maymar, whether he did or not. Ukishar dvarim, just like in other areas, a Yavama is less than an Arusa. Kein nedarim, so too by afaras nedarim, a Yavama is less than an Arusa. What are the other things? That will come up as Shema tomorrow's daf. But the last line of the Tosefta, our Tosefta has a little different Lashon, but this is how we have it quoted here. B'Lashon hazeh amar ben Azai, chaval olecha ben Azai, talking to himself. Woe to you, ben Azai, shloshimashtes Rabbi Akiva. No, you should have been Meshamesh Rabbi Akiva. That's the language. Or in Meseches Chulin, enough Ayin Aleph, he has a similar line, a line about himself. He says, woe to me, shloshimashta es Rabbi Yishmael. He wasn't Meshamesh Rabbi Yishmael. So that's the line of Ben Azai. So with the diak of the Brisa will be as tomorrow's daf. But it's interesting, in both of these places, Ben Azai here says it about Rabbi Akiva, and in Chulin about Rabbi Yishmael, he was a Talmud of both of them. He did serve, he was Meshamesh both of them. The Gemara in Brachas, at the end, the Daf Samach Aleph, talks about that Rabbi Ben Azai followed his Rebbe into the bathroom, right, to try to learn from him, right, he was a Talmud. Or the Rambam, in his Akdama to Mishnah Torah, where he lists off the Doros, from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to Ravina and Ravashi, in there he says that Ben Azai, Shimon Ben Azai, got the Mesorah, he was one of those who got the Mesorah from Rabbi Yishmael. So by both, we have evidence. So here, these Gemaras must mean that he was upset that he didn't serve them karo'i. He didn't serve them as much as he could have. Ben Azai was an extremist, right? And he wanted to serve them to the nth degree. How do we know he was an extreme, not in a halachic way? Why? Because the Gemara says, right? He's the one that never got married. Right? The Gemara says in Yevamos, on Dav Sama Gimel, that he declares, what can I do? Right, in the Puravu Sugyas, Andav Sama Gimel, says Ben Azai, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do when I have this desire to learn Torah every second? Said, the Gemara there is talking about, if somebody's not also get Puravu, that is Kilu Shofech Damim, and Kilu Mema'id Hadmus, and related issues. Says Ben Azai, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim U'Mayit Hadmus. He also says, if you're not Osek in Puravu, it's terrible. Amrullah the Ben Azai, Yesh no'ev doresh, no'em akayim, no'em akayim, ve'ino doresh, v'ata, no'ev doresh, you give a shir about this, ve'ino akayim, but you're not akayim it. Amrullah and Ben Azai, ma'ese, shenafshi chashka batora, efshar la'olam shi'is kayim al yedei acherim. What do you want from me? I desire to learn Torah, I can't do anything else. We can't fathom Ben Azai. Even the other Tanam couldn't fathom Ben Azai. I mean, this is not normative practice. We're not allowed to follow Ben Azai in this regard, because we're not on the level of not wasting any second in our lives in this regard or to have this commitment. But we see, he is totally focused. So to here, he declares that he wishes that he had served Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael in a more intense way. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we'll continue with the continuation and the message of this Braisa on tomorrow's daf.